And Chris, I think you might be able to answer this one, because we've had a call in from Jean in Cambridge, who says, how do water tablets reduce blood pressure? And I'm assuming these are simply tablets that make you wee more, which presumably would reduce your blood pressure. What do you think?
Yes, and the simplest way to think about this is that when you take a diuretic, in other words, something that makes your body lose water, that's what water tablets are, then you're reducing the volume of water in the body, and therefore you're reducing the volume of water inside your blood vessels. And blood vessels are a fixed size, and the more water that you put inside them, otherwise known as blood, then the more stretched they are, and therefore the higher the pressure, because liquids are incompressible. So if you lose water from the body, then this means that there's less fluid in the vessels, and as a result, the pressure is a bit lower. That's probably an oversimplification, and there's probably more to it than that. We know that some of these blood pressure tablets have other effects, which affect metabolism, and they also affect the amount of sodium in the body, and that's principally how they work. But put simply, it's because you're reducing the volume of liquid inside a sealed container, and if you take some liquid out, then the amount of stretch, the pressure in the blood vessels, must go down.
Excellent.